hello, hello. Welcome to Food for Thought. I'm your host, Loreen Horan, and today we are talking about something very serious. Anal sex. Obviously, it's 2020. We know that last year was like the year of eating ass. So we know that butt sex doesn't quite have the same kind of taboo on it that it used to, but there's definitely still a lot of people who are intimidated by it or, you know, just think that it would be a very unpleasant experience. And I mean, why wouldn't you? Friggin' poop comes out of there, so why would anybody ever want to put anything in there? I get it. But when it's done right, anal rocks. For people who have penises, the stimulation of their prostate could be a total game changer in their sex life. And then for those of us with vaginas, the sensation of feeling both of your holes filled up is unlike any other. So let's get down to brass tacks. How does one do anal the right way? Well, allow me to introduce you to Food for Thought's Beginner Guide to Anal Sex. This is going to be a comprehensive episode all about helping you learn how to do anal the right way, so buckle up and stay tuned. So what does a beginner need to do as they prepare to have anal sex for the first time? I would say know your anatomy. Know what you're working with. The first step is to understand how it feels. And it might not look like much, but there's a lot more to your anus besides just being a hole in your ass. You've got sphincters, glands, muscles, tissues, all kinds of fun stuff that construct the human anus. And with that said, the best way to get to know the anus is to do some self-experimenting. Get all up in there. Feel around. It's going to help you figure out what works for you. And if you've never done this before, I personally think it's better to do some exploring on your own before you throw any partners into the mix. Just because when you do it by yourself, you're really eliminating the pressure or awkwardness that could come with trying it with a partner. And this in itself could make it an unenjoyable experience. So my first step is to do some play by yourself. So anytime that you are engaging in butt play, whether you are by yourself or you're with a partner, lube is a necessity. Your butthole is not capable of lubricating itself the way a vagina can. And if you try to penetrate that area while it's dry, not only is it going to hurt like a bitch, but friction inside of your anus can cause tears in the tissue. And that's no fun for anybody. Then you're going to have to wait a while before you can even try again. So make sure that you get a good lube. There are different kinds of lube that you could use. So generally there is silicone-based, oil-based, and water-based. If you're planning on using silicone toys at any point, you're probably going to want to avoid using silicone-based lube. And if you're using condoms, oil-based lubricants can break down the skin of the condoms and can make them less effective if you didn't know that. So your best bet is to just stick to some water-based lube. Okay, so now that you've got your lube and you're all lubed up, this means that you can just dive right into butt plugs and beads, right? No. You're going to want to start small. Fingers are the best starting point. Start with one and then two. Maybe three if you're really digging it. This is useful anytime that you're about to engage in anal play, even if it's not your first time doing it, because this is just a good way to loosen up the muscles that you've got down there and prime your body to, you know, be ready to take something as it's inserted there. Once you're ready and warmed up, you can try to use things like beads or a butt plug or a small dildo just to see where your limitations and what you like, you know, where that line falls. But you should avoid using things like numbing creams if you're trying to reduce the pain. Your nerve endings are sensitive for a reason, and if you can't feel pain there, it could be that your partner is pushing your body past its comfort point and you don't even realize it. So definitely start small. Okay, but before we talk about adding a partner to your play, let's talk about hygiene. you and your partner or partners are likely to have a much better experience if you are freshly showered and that area is clean. Plus, this would also leave room for butt play that doesn't include penetration, like rim jobs and, you know, eating ass. On that same token, it is best to avoid eating a lot before your session. Like if you know you're going to do it later on, maybe don't eat something right before you're going to do it. if you don't eat anything too heavy before you do it, then you're not going to have to worry really about your colon producing a poop right before playtime. Once you get past your anus, anal sex takes place in the rectum, and that's not really a storage area for poop unless a bowel movement is imminent. So there's a lot of precautions that you can take to make sure that that doesn't really happen. So now you're all clean, you're lubed up, you're raring to go. You might be excited to get started, but remember that you need to go slowly and gently. Talk to each other about what feels good and what doesn't feel good. Listen to your partner if they want you to change your pace or insert more or less fingers or whatever. Just as important as pace and size is position. There's definitely not any one size fits all for butt sex, so it's good to figure out what works for you. But the most common positions for beginners is either you on top or in the spooning position, because then you, the one that's being penetrated, you can control the level of penetration and throw in some like clitoris play, or if you're a dude or if you have a penis, you can jerk off and when you're in that position as well. This blossoming world of anal sex is a really fun one to explore when you go about it properly. Make sure that when all is said and done, you're paying attention to your body afterward. If anything seems wrong or it hurts, definitely go talk to your doctor just to make sure that everything is okay. Before we start to wrap things up, I want to talk about like your emotional feelings, your intent, your motive behind having anal sex. I think it's pretty common, especially in straight, heteronormal relationships, for women to kind of feel like they got to do it to please their man. Maybe they don't have that much interest in it, but they know that it feels really good for the guy, so they're going to be a good girlfriend and take one for the team. But honestly, you're not going to enjoy it that much if that is the perspective that you're taking. You know, if you're going into this like, oh yeah, this is just something that's going to make my partner feel good and not me, then that's probably how it's going to end up. Doing all of these things on your own can help you acclimate yourself to that sensation and that feeling in order to be ready to play with a partner. So there you have it. My comprehensive beginner's guide to anal sex. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and share the podcast along with the Food for Thought Facebook page. And hey, while you're checking out the Facebook page, click on the shop and score yourself one of the mini merch bundles before they run out. Food for Thought will return next week. Until then, bottoms up.